Good afternoon, everybody. This is, welcome to the Florida Building Commission's Plumbing Technical Advisory Committee meeting of January 31st, 2020. I want to remind us about our teleconference participation process, primarily to be aware of background noises when your phone's on speakerphone. Please keep your phone on mute if you're not speaking. When you do speak, please wait to be asked and then state your name. TAC members, please state your name if motions and seconds are made. And be, again, you know, if you're not speaking, it's helpful to put it on mute but not on hold. All right, let's find out that we have a quorum first. Commissioner Schilling, Fred.
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Commissioner Batts, Jim? Jim, are you on? All right. Commissioner Boyer, Bob?
Yes, Jeff, I'm here.
Okay, so we have Jim and we have Bob too. All right, Gary Duran?
Present.
Isaac Cobner?
Here.
Gary Kozan?
Here.
Commissioner Langille, Brian?
Here.
All right, Mike Robbins? Mike Romano? Jorge Rojas?
Present.
And Otto Venus?
Here.
All right, so we have 9 of 11. Just check one more time, either Mike Robbins or Mike Romano. All right, we have 9 members present. We have a quorum. And so the next order of business is to introduce those here in Tallahassee.
Jim Hammers.
Mo Madani.
Marlita Peters.
Chip Sellers.
Chris Howell.
Justin Goble.
Tom Campbell.
And I'm Jeff Blair. Okay, let me go ahead and review today's agenda. Today's agenda is to approve the agenda and approve the minutes from your last meeting, July 31st, 2019, and then to provide the Florida Building Commission with your recommendations on comments received to their draft Rule 61G21.001, which is the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code update. And that's the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted, please?
So moved, Boyer.
Second, Jordan.
We have a motion and a second. No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, you received electronically and it's been posted to BCIS, actually, the minutes from the plumbing tax July 31st, 2019 meeting. Are there any revisions or corrections? And if not, is there a motion to accept the report as or the minutes as they were posted?
Move approval. Duran.
Second, Boyer.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Unanimous. All right. So I will review the process. Although in this, your case, there's only one general comment, but I'll review the process that we use for reviewing the comments in this cycle, mobile orientations and documentation, and then we'll proceed. So what I'm going to do is I'll introduce the modification. In this case, there isn't actually a modification. It's just a general comment. I'll ask if anybody in the public wants to speak in favor, anybody in opposition. If there's pros and cons, we'll do one collective rebuttal for the pro and con side. The first comments are 3 minutes, and the rebuttal opportunities are 2 minutes. We come back to the TAC. I ask if any TAC member wants to make a motion to approve it. If no TAC member makes a motion, then it'll get a no affirmative recommendation. There's no need to make a motion if there's no support for it. If there is a motion and a second, then we'll do the vote. We have to do a two-thirds vote, so with nine members, 6-3 would pass, and 5-4 would fail. And that's pretty much the deal, and when I introduce the first one, then I'll give a little more explanations. Anybody have any questions on the process? All right, Mo?
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Mo Madani, and I'm going to orient you to the material. From your agenda, or the agenda that's posted on the on our website, you can click on the link under item D, and that will take you to a matrix, which start with on the top with rule development workshop. This is really consists of all the comments received on the 2020 update to the Florida Building Code. These comments organized by tag, and as you see for the plumbing tag, we have the agenda, and also across from there, there's a comment received, and there's an attachment. So if you click on the comment received, you will get many a one-page things. There's only one comment, as Jeff said, it's titled P, which is plumbing, or general, comment number one. And there is an attachment, so if you want to see exactly what's really been submitted, you can click on the attachment and you'll see the document. Any question about the material and so on?
All right.
No question? All right, Jeff.
Thank you, Mo. All right, so we're going to start with the only comment that was received. It's P, which is plumbing general comment number one, which is submitted by Neil Burning of the ICC. This comment is general in nature, does not provide specific code language, and the numbers that were provided in the document are the ICC numbers and don't correlate to the Florida Building Code modification numbers. Nine tacs have reviewed this, and all nine tacs have determined that this is not something they want to consider and gave it a no affirmative recommendation. So it'll be up to you to decide the threshold issue of whether you want to consider any of these comments, and if so, what other meeting would have to happen for us to do the correlation to determine what those actually were, and were they, you know, and then the question would be whether they were actually submitted in the proper format for code review. Okay, I'll take a public comment. Who from the public would like to speak? First, just give me your name and I'll make a list. All right, anybody from the public wish to speak?
Joe Belcher. Sorry, I was muted.
I was wondering. Yes, sir, Mr. Belcher.
Just to request an NAR, as the other tech done, no information is actually submitted other than a I code number. Nobody really knows what changes have been submitted, and I don't believe any would be submitted for this tech because I think they accepted all of them. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else in the public wish to comment? All right, then I come back to the tech. Does any TAC member wish to take any action?
Gary Cozen, I'd just like to make a comment. This apparently is a general comment, but it basically refers to a number of different plumbing code changes as far as the plumbing TAC, there looks to be about, by my count, about 17 different items that they were seeking review on, from the building code and from the residential code. And in my research, it looked like about half of those, actually 8 out of the 17, were in fact previously approved. So there's really only 9 in question. And when I reviewed the 9, I saw that the 9 that apparently we had rejected previously, they were all rejected for a good reason, for good cause. So I would be in favor of no affirmative action on this general comment.
Thank you, Gary. That's accurate information as well. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Fred Schilling, and I'd just like to concur with what Gary just mentioned. I agree with him and support his position.
Okay. Then there's no motion, then we'll give this an NAR consistent with the other 9 tacs. And
correct.
Is there any additional comment from anybody before I do a second roll call? All right. Commissioner Schilling.
Here. Is this a roll call? Yes, here.
Yes, sir. Yes. Commissioner Bass.
Here.
Commissioner Boyer.
Here.
Gary Duren.
Present.
Isaac Kovner.
Here.
Gary Cozan.
Here.
Commissioner Langille.
Here.
Mike Robbins, Mike Romano, Jorge Rojas.
Here.
And Otto Venus. Otto?
Here.
All right, we have the same 9 members. So, Commissioner Schilling, would you adjourn us, please?
Yeah, if there's no further comment, then we'll stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
All right. I love it. He actually went and looked them all up, you know. And I